I really hope that me going to the Olympics has inspired people to take up judo, or people who are in judo to set their sights high if the Olympics or the World Championships or whatever it is what they want to do. I'd like them to look at me and go, well, if Lisa can do it, so can I. I think that certainly me going to the Olympics and judo getting a bit more coverage, and it'll help boost the profile and help get more people participating and help progress judo even more.
Mesdames et messieurs, l'extinction de la flamme olympique.
Ladies and gentlemen, the extinguishing of the Olympic flame.
I think a lot of people forget the Olympics comes around every 4 years, but you do a lot of competitions in between that. I've world champs next year in Europeans, and I want to medal in World Cups, and you know, I want to keep climbing through the sport. It's difficult when media and everyone wants you so much the year before an event, and they kind of all forget about you in the year after, and then it's just a build up all over again. We're all still around. It's kind of a little bit difficult in that way, but hopefully, I think just with the way social media and everything's coming along now, I think it's a lot different now. So hopefully we won't all disappear off the map and come back again in 3 years.
It has burned so brightly here in London 2012, but now it's gone. Huge applause all around the arena.
The Olympics is just so fresh for me, you know, I'm just back, so definitely a lot of my thoughts at the minute are towards Rio.
People don't really realise how much of your life you give up to get to the Olympics. I'm going back to college, and then I'm going to keep on training throughout college, and I'll probably try and get my first 2 years done and then go back and sail full-time for Rio for 2016. More than ever, I want to get there now and try and perform and hopefully win a medal, not miss out how I did in London. But sailing is a hard sport, so you don't really know what's going to happen until the actual week.
It's one of those jobs that you want to do it properly, and like an athlete, you're still competitive in what you do. I want to do it better if I do it again. Everybody wants to improve, and I think that's the whole thing about being part of an Olympic team, is so many of the support staff are athletes as well, or they were athletes, so they know what it's like to compete. They know that they have to raise their level as well, so it's not all about the athletes improving, it's also about the staff and the coaches and managers and everybody going out there and doing the best that they can.